Amen. You may be seated. And let us go to the Lord in prayer. We do bless your name, Father, the God of the ages. And Lord, thank you for the privilege that it is, Lord, that we have the freedom of access into the very throne room of heaven, to come before the throne of God himself. And Lord, we recognize, Lord, that this privilege is only because of what you did on the cross. Lord, that through your blood, Lord, through your atonement, through your sacrifice, that we have access to the Father. Lord, that you, Jesus Christ, are the great high priest, the intermediary that makes intercession on our behalf. And Lord, to think, Lord, even as we see in Romans chapter 8, that you actually pray for us. Lord, that you intercede in the midst of our difficulties. Father, we do praise your name. And Lord, as we embark on another time of prayer right now, Lord, may our hearts focus, may our minds be united. Lord, in coming before you and crying out, Lord, for your blessing, not blessing for our comfort, but blessing so that we might be a blessing to others. And Father, I pray that you would raise up leadership within this church, men, women, youth. Lord, that you would raise up a next generation of leaders, Lord, to lead, a next generation of missionaries, a next generation of pastors, a next generation of deacons, a next generation of godly businessmen, a next generation of godly teachers. Lord, help us to be salt and light in this world. And Lord, we ask all these things by the power of your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask if all of the pastors and all of the deacons, former and new, if you would come up here on the front. I'm going to have the new deacons, gentlemen, if you would come and actually stand on these middle steps down here in the front. We have four new deacons rotating on. And all of the old deacons, all of the older guys, if you guys come and gather around up here, pastors, come and gather around. Say the first time you've been called young. No, I didn't say young. I said new. There's a difference. All right. Well, gentlemen, come and gather around. We're going to lay hands on these men. And let me see. We have, what are the four deacons here that are rotating off? The gentlemen that are rotating off this year, if you'd raise your hand, or a hand high, can we give a round of applause for these men? They have just done a phenomenal job. Steve Griffin has served as our chairman and has just done an incredible job. And we are just so thankful to him. Thank you, Steve, for everything you have done. You know, there is nothing more fitting that on a day of prayer that we have this opportunity to be able to lay hands as leadership on new leadership. Because it is vital. It is vital that we have godly men in places of leadership. It is critical because this is the group of men that spends many, many hours Sunday after Sunday talking through the business of the church and wrestling through some difficult issues. And let me tell you, it's just been amazing to watch over the years. Even as I came on, I first came on as an intern, a missions intern working under this guy right here. Survived. I enjoy every moment being his boss now, you know. But then coming on as a pastor and then kind of growing up through the ranks, learning under Dr. Kroll and then as senior pastor, just watching the amazing consensus, the amazing unity of leadership has just been an incredible blessing. And I'm pleased to also announce that Bob Williams is going to be taking over as the next chairman of the deacons. He has served as chairman of the deacons in the past, and typically we don't have one of the newer gentlemen take hold of the office, but it was kind of unanimous and he didn't have a choice. Everybody said we want Bob Williams, and he accepted. We have not actually selected a vice chair yet. We had a number of men out of town, and we will finalize that when we have all of the men together. But you gentlemen, the new gentleman up here, and Paul Raybuck, Mike Morricone, Bob Williams, and Chad Powell. These are the four gentlemen that have already given their testimonies. And let us, the rest of the deacons and the pastors, let us lay hands on them. We're going to lift them up in prayer, dedicate these men, and I'm going to ask you, Steve Griffin, if you would give the prayer of dedication, if you would.
Let's pray. Father, as we continue in a spirit of prayer, we thank you for the day you've given us so far. Lord, we don't take enough time to pause and speak with you and Lord, seek your will. And so, Father, today we do that as we look and moving forward as we start the fall and all that's ahead. Father, we want to be where you want us to be. And Lord, we seek your face this day and this evening. And thank you for your wonderful love for us, demonstrated on the cross and what Jesus did for us. Lord, this evening we install these four deacons. We thank you for their willingness to serve, for a deacon serves you and serves alongside the pastors and serves the church. And so, Father, I bring these men before you for Chad and Mike and Bob and Paul. And thank you for their willingness to serve in the role of deacon and for the support we have of the body and coming alongside them. Father, I lift each of these men up to you, for we know that the evil one would want nothing more than to destroy these men and their families, discourage them. And so, Father, I lift them up before you. I pray, Father, that you would protect them, protect their hearts, their minds, their eyes, their ears, their lips, Lord, that they would stay true and faithful to you and the task that you've given them. And Lord, may that be a challenge to all of us, both in front and both those that are seated here this evening, that Lord, you have called us to a place of ministry. It may not be in a role of pastor or deacon, but you've called some as ABF shepherds and nursery caregivers and Awana workers. And Lord, whatever area, you've called us to serve you faithfully and with our heart. So, Father, tonight we bring these men before your throne and ask for your protection, your guidance, wisdom for them as they serve along with the other deacons and pastors. Lord, that your will would be done and that you would be pleased with our service. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to serve you in this way. And we praise you and thank you in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen. Tonight, we are continuing our time of prayer, but we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. In just a few moments, we're going to dismiss, and we're going to break up into different areas around the church and be praying. Tonight, we are praying for our specific ministry areas, praying over the different ministries that go on around here at the church, praying for God's blessing, for God's direction, and for God's wisdom. A couple of things I want to let you know where they're at to make note of. We're going to have some people praying in the youth area, some of these rooms out here, a room in the back, and you can just go to one of those places and join. They are open to everybody, and I'll give you a little bit more on the specifics on that in a moment. But a couple of things. When we break up in just a few moments, we will not reconvene, so I do ask that the prayer groups, if you would wind up around 7:05, 7:10, if people want to continue praying, you are more than welcome. We are going to try and shut down the facilities around 8 o'clock, so I do ask, if possible, we can just kind of wind it up by then. But tonight, we are going to just have an informal time of intentional prayer around the campus. So here are some things that you can do. First of all, pastors, stand up, please. Wherever you are, pastors who are leading prayer areas. Pastor Allen, where are you going to be? Okay, missions. We're praying for the missionaries, for missions direction, praying for the world right here in Germany, which is right out these doors. Pastor Jeff. Okay, men's ministry, Romania, which is right out these doors over here. Women's ministry, United Kingdom, which is also over in this direction over here. Sorry, over on this side. Okay. And again, open to any men, all women. And you can go into missions area as well. Pastor Adam, where are you going to be? All right, we're going to be over here in Greece, which is right out these rooms. Those of you who are new, if you go right out these doors, there's rooms all around right out here. That's where all these area. And really going to be focusing on praying for our community and outreach and Judgment House coming right up. Pastor Dell, where are you going to be? Okay, right here in the choir room. Music worship ministries. Be praying over here. Be praying for the music area. Pastor Kent, where are you going to be? All right, youth area. Going to be down in the youth area, which is the Rockwell Room. Go all the way down the hallway. Most of you know where that's at. But in the main youth wing, youth leaders will be praying. Parents, welcome and come. Be praying for the youth there, even in the special light of the new direction heading in the fall for the youth area. Pastor Keith, where are you going to be? Okay, Pastor Keith, if you would like to pray in the children's area, there'll be a little bit of a walkthrough prayer time in South America, which is underneath the old chapel, and you can join any one of these groups. Now, there are some other options as well, is that we'll also leave this area open. There'll just be some light music playing here. If you would like to gather in here and you feel like you need to pray one-on-one with someone else, with your wife, or this area, the main sanctuary in here will be open and available to you as well. If you would like to gather in groups or with another family, feel free to prayer walk through the campus. Maybe walk through the Hall of Faith and pray for our missionaries by name. Feel free to walk out into the parking lot. Don't get hit by a car, but walk out in the parking lot and pray over visitors who may drive into our church, that they would truly be able to hear the gospel of Christ. Be creative. Enjoy the time. But here is the thing. This is a time of prayer. So please, as we break, please do not go out into the National Plaza and begin fellowshipping and talking. Please, when we break here, make your way quickly out if you're going to go to one of those other places, unless you're going to stay in here and maybe pray together as a family or pray on the National Plaza as a family or with other people. But please do not stop and talk. Sometimes in prayer times, we use it for a good opportunity to fellowship. This is not about fellowship with one another. This is about communion and crying out to our Father. This is the primary goal and focus of tonight. So please, if you would, do that. And again, use this opportunity intentionally as a group, one-on-one, be praying for our church, be praying for direction. Okay? Well, let us have a quick word of prayer again. And I'm going to dismiss us. And once we dismiss, yes, Kent. Yes, yes. And let me reaffirm that to any of these areas, anybody can go, okay? So just make note of that, and this is just an opportunity for us to spend in time in prayer as a church, informally, all over, crying out to God with one heart, with one voice, asking God to lead us and to direct us. Let us pray. Father, we again come before you. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing. We thank you for your goodness. God, we do pray most sincerely, Lord, that this would be your church. Lord, that this would be a church, Lord, that has a heart for the world, a heart for our community, and a heart for one another. Lord, may we be a grace-filled church. And Lord, may we be a church with our eyes focused on you. And Lord, as we break up right now into groups to go focus in specific areas of prayer, Lord, would you concentrate our hearts, focus our hearts. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you would, stand up. Choir, men, women's out here. Missions is out here as well. Youth all the way down in the youth area. Children's area, South America. Please utilize the time for some intentional prayer. If you would like to break after being in one area and move to another area, that question was just asked, you may do that. That is not a problem. Now we do ask if the sanctuary would be a quiet place and a quiet time where they can be a dedicated and quiet time of prayer in here. Thank you.